This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a teenage songwriter's legacy lives on in a new Disney film. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
How would you respond if you found out that you had just 12 months to live? What if you received that news when you were just 17 years old? Would you live each day like it was your last? That's exactly what happened to Zach Sobiech. In 2012, Zach was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, a type of bone cancer. He responded by saying that, "I want to be known as the kid who went down fighting and didn't really lose." His mother encouraged him to write goodbye letters to family and friends, but he decided to write his messages in songs. One of those inspired songs ended up capturing the hearts of millions, making him an international sensation. His song, Clouds, went on to be recorded and listened to by millions, and his story inspired a small documentary director named Justin Baldoni to feature the man behind the music for the YouTube channel Soul Pancake. They were producing a series called My Last Days, trying to answer the questions of how do these individuals make the most of the time they have left. Zach created something that has lived way beyond his days on Earth. His song actually became the number one song on iTunes. Sadly, on May 20th, 2013, the cancer took Zach Sobiech's life, but not his legacy. Before he passed away, he and his family started the Zach Sobiech Osteosarcoma Fund, which so far has raised over $2 million for researchers to develop better and safer treatments than when Zach had to go through those years ago. Filmmaker Justin Baldoni was deeply affected by his time with Zach, his outlook on life, and how he was inspired to make decisions in his life that reflected biblical virtues. After the book Fly a Little Higher was written by Zach's mother, Laura, the documentarian was inspired to adapt the book into a script for a film. Disney Plus, the streaming platform, will be releasing the movie made about Zach's life, titled after his famous song Clouds, on October 16th. Leading up to the release of the film, many short trailers and featurette videos were released on YouTube, telling how the Zach effect was still in play throughout even the making of the film. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 encourages us to ask God to teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Or, as Zach said, you don't have to find out that you're dying to start living. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.